Unit 20, Task 4, Part 2.
How did you get into this business in the first place? Were you a computer geek at school?
I was a computer geek, young anorak. I got into computers at school. I discovered that what the computers in the lab would let me see depended on what password I typed in. And that's really where I started thinking about security.
And how did you manage to get into the American company's files?
I guess some passwords and so on, and because of various very silly mistakes the operators of the system made, I managed to get right into the system at the highest level.
And managed to get into the CEO's personal files?
Yes. What happened there was I got into part of the system that said, please enter your ID. And then underneath that, on the same screen, told you what the ID was. It was the most senior ID on the system, so I typed it in. It said, you're logged on as systems manager, what would you like to do? And I said, I have some passwords, please. And because I was logged on at the highest level, it said, whose do you want? And I said, the CEO, because there was an account on the system in his name. And it gave it to me.
Did you feel terribly excited?
Yes, absolutely. People sometimes hack for money, for criminal purposes, or for political purposes. They want to expose something. But often you hack because you're challenged, because it's exciting. It is a very big challenge for a couple of 18-year-olds working on a basic PC to link directly to a very powerful machine that they've completely penetrated. It was great fun, and it's a wonderful feeling, and that's why we did it. We never thought about the legal side of it. My parents knew that the phone bill was horrendous and that I spent an awful lot of time in my bedroom on the computer, but they didn't know quite what I was doing.
How did they track you down?
Well, because we never really tried to cover our tracks. We would boast to our friends, we would boast to girls. That got us known to the police and the computer crime unit. They arrested us. The guy who arrested us, the detective inspector I'm now quite friendly with. I see him at computer conferences all over the world. But I met him first when he knocked at my door and took away the contents of my bedroom in black plastic bags.
Now you're helping companies to avoid people like you.
Yes, if you want to protect your systems, it's a good idea to talk to people like myself rather than big city consultants, because I know the ways in which I would try to break into your system.
Do you hackers know each other? Is there a competitive element to all this? Is there a kind of rivalry?
I think in the beginning people did. You know, they would sit round talking about hacking and sharing passwords, but nowadays, because of the internet, hackers are all over the world, and they tend not to know each other, and you tend not, because it's so illegal now and so many people are scared of it, people tend not to want to be known. There is rivalry. Everyone wants to be the first to hack into a really powerful system. The Pentagon gets something like 200 attempts a day to break into their systems.
Movies sometimes feature hackers.
I don't go much for the Hollywood hacker. They show hackers coming into your system via the internet and stealing all your data. That's not generally what happens. In reality, about 75% of all hacks into company computers are done by current staff who are simply misusing the privileges you've given them.
A recent survey found that 4 out of 10 UK consumers are reluctant to use credit cards for internet purchases. How risky is it, really?
Some people are nervous about giving their credit card number on the internet. We've seen in the press, partly due to hackers, partly due to the incompetence of people who are running websites, that you can get databases of credit card numbers. But usually it's the retailers, not the buyers, who get dumped by people using fake or stolen cards. Using your credit card on the internet is no more dangerous than giving your credit card number down the phone or paying at the supermarket with a credit card, throwing the receipt away where somebody can pick it up and then they've got your credit card number and a copy of your signature. The internet is not as dangerous as that. My advice is, if you want to buy things on the internet, get a separate credit card. Ask for a small limit. Then, if it gets misused, you've cut your losses. You can buy a prepaid charge card for small purchases. Long-term, smart cards are probably the answer, but you would need a reader on your PC.